Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show, and the intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters free on my website, www.karencan.com. Just put in your name and email address. You'll get a download for the first six chapters free, and you'll also get some free discount codes to several of my webinar classes. And today is the first Monday of the month, so it's the Ask the Doctor show, Ask the Life Wave Doctor show. We're going to be talking about the Life Wave products and how to use them. And this month's topic is going to be on menstrual problems. But if you have other issues besides menstrual issues or female issues, you can certainly call in and ask Dr. Dennis and I a question. The number to call in is 818-514-1190, and then just hit 1 so we know you have a question, and when it's time to unmute you, we will do that, and we'll just share the last four digits of your phone number so you know that we've unmuted you and you can ask your question. So again, we're talking about menstrual issues, but you can have any question you want answered as long as you keep to the rules, and the rules are no disease names. So, you know, stick to the symptoms. We can't answer questions about diseases. The LifeWave patches or products are not meant to cure or mitigate any diseases, but we can certainly support the healing of the body and support the resolution of many of the different symptoms. So a couple of exciting pieces of news before I introduce Dr. Dennis is, number one, on my website, patchtrainingteam.com, we now have a direct link right at the top navigation for LifeWave Radio. So if you click on the link, this is LifeWave Radio, you will see all the shows that Dr. Dennis and I have done for the last year on that page. So if you missed any of our shows and wish you would have been there and you can't find it online, this is easy. You go to patchtrainingteam.com, just click on the button that says LifeWave Radio. Right at the top, you can scroll down and see all the different shows that we have done, including some of the ones, interviews that I've done with Dr. Dean Clark, one of our Olympic chiropractors that uses the patches, Dr. Stephen Haltiwanger about the Theta Nutrition line, and also even David Schmidt about anti-aging and the Matrix cell phone radiation protection. So they're all there on that one page, and when this show is over, we will also post this replay right on that page so you can find it again very easily. And if you'd like to ask a question for a future show, you can just put the question in the comments. Again, you know, try to stay away from disease names, otherwise we'll have to erase that comment, but put your comments right on that page, and you know, through the months we can answer your questions, and that's an easy way for me to find your questions too. So I'll direct everybody to that page. The other piece of exciting news is also that I'm teaching the LifeWave product training course. This is generally a course that people pay for. However, I am offering it free for the next 6-7 weeks. And this week's course is going to be how to use the YH carnosine, glutathione, and EON patches. And if you haven't signed up for the course, you can go to patchtrainingteam.com/product-training-course, all one word, product training course. And you can sign up for that. You'll get the class for free Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 1 week where you can access the replay for free as well. So that's my news for this month. And Dr. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Karen. Glad to be here with you. I'm sitting here in my Bugs Bunny T-shirt and I'm ready to roll.
All right. Woohoo! Now, you had a little story for us, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, the Bugs Bunny saying, "What's up, Doc?" Hey, I understand that I saw on Facebook you were walking barefoot in the forest.
Yeah, that's probably as earth mothery as I get these days, so that's pretty good for me.
Yeah, so that means you walk on water, because the kidney points are on the bottom of the foot, and there are also a lot of other reflexology and acupuncture points on the bottom of the feet that you can stimulate by walking barefoot. So that was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. And, you know, it wasn't that hard because there was a nice little bed of fallen leaves, and it made it softer and actually warmer, surprisingly. And my feet are very delicate, so I was actually amazed how I didn't hurt myself, and it was a great exercise in mindfulness. It felt very good, and my feet felt stimulated for probably an hour or two after we went for that 70-minute barefoot walk. And James, of course, has done mountains and all that kind of stuff barefoot, and people think he's crazy, but there's a lot of benefits to earthing and sharing our energies with Mother Earth, so thanks for recognizing that.
Yeah, like absorbing negative ions from the earth. And that's what kidney
mm-hmm.
one does. When you stimulate kidney one, you're absorbing yin from the earth.
Exactly. Yeah, it felt great. Absolutely great. I mean, the funny thing is I look like I'm all bundled up top because I was chilly up top. But my feet, surprisingly, you know, they were a little bit cold, but not bad. I mean, given that the rest of me was pretty bundled up, so it looked kind of funny. Especially to the people passing by, you know, it's funny because this whole family passed by and they're running up, you know, the trail. And of course, the little kid looks down and he looks at us, and he, you know, as he's passing by, I hear him say to his parents, "Why do those people have their bare feet on?" Oh, it was so funny. So, Dr. Dennis, what can you tell us about our topic for today? You know, the whole menstrual thing, mood swings and bloating, weight gain, irritability, menstrual cramps, heavy bleeding. I know there's tons of Chinese medicine imbalances going on.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you listed all those things because according to Chinese medicine, when you balance energy naturally, women don't have to suffer from all that. And in
mm-hmm.
fact, when people are practicing natural medicine and Chinese medicine, women don't suffer from those symptoms so much as they do in the West here when we are exposed to toxins and that create blockages and a lot of stress and stagnation and lifestyle approaches that create those problems and exacerbate them even more. I mean, menstruation is a natural thing for the body to do to purge the endometrial lining every month. And it doesn't have to be painful, and it doesn't have to be crampy, and it doesn't have to be blood clotty, and you don't have to lose so much blood that makes you sick.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about how to avoid those.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So where should we start?
Okay. When we're talking about how we can use patches according to principles of Asian medicine, we can focus on the points that help with the problems that you just listed. And what I recommend to women that come see me about these issues is to start actually with the Eon Brain Protocol, which you develop to first clear the neurological blockages from the brain and the pathways there so that all the other patches and points that we use after that will work better. And there are a lot of other things involved too, like we look at lifestyle and nutrition approaches. And assuming all of those are balanced, then we go to the patches. And that includes being hydrated and using properly structured ionized water. That makes the patches work better too. And getting enough minerals, nano minerals, and because a lot of people are depleted in minerals these days too. So
I can't echo that more. I discovered I went through a big detox thing myself, and during the detox I used up way too many minerals, and my back literally seized up on me, and I had to like down a ton of minerals. I used Dr. D's, not this Dr. D, but a different Dr. D's NutriLink Energy Mineral Force, which is Subtle Energy Enhanced, and we do sell that in the office, and I find it very powerful, and I have to do like six capsules, capfuls a day of this mineral just because I'd used up so much. So I have total respect now for the whole mineral thing. So, Dr. Dennis, thank you for mentioning that. And do you have a suggestion for people that's safe for them to use? Like, what do you use?
I use this nano-mineral formula that Dr. Dale developed, and that's available on her website, wellnesscenter.net. I spike my water in the morning or juicer, or this morning, just before the show, I had my Core Essentials Theta 1, and I spiked it with the minerals. And one reason I do that is in Chinese medicine, minerals anchor Shen, so that helps you stay calm too.
Ooh, okay.
Yep. And you probably notice when you're depleted of minerals, you got anxious and unfocused.
Yeah, probably. I don't want to do that. Well, mostly I was in pain, but... I certainly see that with my patients. That makes a lot of sense. So thanks for mentioning that. I didn't realize that part in Chinese medicine.
Sure. So anyway, patches will work better if you've got enough minerals on board and if you're hydrated, as most people know. And so the next thing I recommend to balance energy and all the meridians is, guess what? The five-element protocol. And until recently, I was recommending just using the energy enhancer patches, but since the Eon patch and the SP6 patch also seem to influence hormones, and those are my clinical observations, not what the so much what the company says, I've been using or recommending the Eon and the SP6 patch and the five element protocol. And that's using yin-yang pairs. And that helps quite a bit to get the hormones regulated. And sometimes that's all that women need to get their menstrual cycle in balance. And then we can do more if that doesn't completely work.
Okay, so how long would they do this protocol for? So it's 5 days a week, or do you just keep going... like, and just keep patching so that 7 days a week you're patching the five elements?
Yeah, 5 days a week is good, following all the five elements with 2 days off.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter where you start or what day of the week it is, but I usually have people start on Earth. And the reason for that is based on the history of the five element cycle, because the old Yellow River map that precedes the five element cycle had Earth in the center, and all the other organs' energies had to pass through the Earth before they went on to the next element.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So Earth. So what are those Earth points?
So those are yin yang pair, yin being left spleen 6, and yang being right stomach 36. So well, we put the SP6 patch on the left spleen 6 and the Eon patch on right stomach 36. And maybe it would be a good idea if we had a whole show just where we talked about the logic behind the yin-yang pair and using that five-element cycle. Because there's a lot of other stuff I want to talk about today with dealing with menstruation.
Okay, so we won't go through the whole which points necessarily. LifeWave distributors will know those do appear in the LifeWave product training handbook, which you can get in your back office. The yin yang pairs of so instead of the tan patch on the energy enhancer on the yin point on the left side of the body, you're going to be putting the SP6 complete patch there, and instead of the white patch of the energy enhancer in that protocol, you're going to be using the Eon patch on the yang of that pair. So 5 days a week, and for how many weeks do you say for people to try it so they can see what results they get?
Well, you just keep going with that. I'd recommend at least a few weeks to a month to see how it works for you, but then you can just keep going with that cycle.
Okay, great, fantastic. All right, so so what else do you have for us? How else can we help some of these symptoms?
Well, in Chinese medicine, a lot of those symptoms are regulated by the three-leg yin channels, and those include the liver and the kidney and the spleen. And so most of your veteran listeners know that there's one point that is a crossing for all three of those leg yin channels, and we already talked about that one, and that is spleen 6. So spleen 6 is a good access point for regulating, and we hit that with our five element protocol just now too. And another way to access the three leg yin is through CV3. Because CV3 is the three yin, our leg crossing point for the three yin channels in the leg. Besides spleen 6, it's the central one. So you can already see a triangle forming, right?
Ooh, yes.
Using both spleen 6 and Ren 3.
So now, how do people find CV3 on their bodies?
Well, CV3 is 4 inches below the belly button, or 1 inch above CV2. And CV2 is on the upper border of the pubis bone. You know, on your pelvis, you've got this bone that goes across horizontally, and that's your symphysis pubis. And CV2 sits right on there. So if you go 1 inch above that, you've got CV3.
Right.
So if you wanted to make a nice triangle using spleen 6 and CV3 and regulate all three of those leg yin channels, then you could put, say, an Eon patch on CV3 and energy enhancer patches on spleen 6 with a 10 on the left and the 1 on the right. Or you could even use the SP6 patch on the left and a positive patch either from energy enhancer and ice wave or one of the YH patches on the right, spleen 6. And then you got a nice triangle.
Great. Very cool.
And that works And as we discussed before, triangles are very powerful. And they work better than just using two patches by themselves.
Well, and I find that, stuff happens in the world, whether it be solar flares, earthquakes, or whatever, and sometimes people lose their brain balance after they've been brain balanced. So sometimes I'll tend to use an Eon patch fairly regularly, at least 3 or 4 times a week on the head. So if they were going to use this protocol and wanted to use an Eon on their head, what would they use on CV3 instead? Or would they use a second Eon, do you recommend, or a glutathione or some other patch on the belly point?
Yeah, try one of the other YH patches, either glutathione or even carnosine on CV3. Or you could even try another Eon patch and experiment with it and see what works best for you. There's a lot of individual variability there.
Yeah, I noticed for me, because I can have episodes where I'm very sensitive to some energetic shifts of the earth, and I had noticed that when I did muscle testing myself, I never really thought about using more than one Eon patch at any one time, unless I was doing the Yui method for, you know, desensitizing allergic reactions in myself. But I did sometimes muscle tests use 2 Eons. I was like, really? You know, so, I mean, similar to your Tesla protocol, except that I'm not necessarily using it on the heart, but I'll put one on the brain and then one elsewhere on the body, and that does seem to kind of keep me just more grounded. Maybe that's just a quirk of my body, but I thought that's kind of interesting that sometimes my body will want 2 Eon patches at one time.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that quite a bit too.
Yeah,
and I like
interesting.
The way it feels.
Great. So if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Dr. Dennis, and we're talking about LifeWave patching protocols for menstrual issues, including mood swings, bloating, weight gain, menstrual cramps, heavy bleeding, and also any other questions that you have. So we have about 9 minutes left. So if you have a question, you can give us a call at 818-514-1190. Again, 818-514-1190, and just hit 1 so we know you have a question. So, Dr. Dennis, do you have any other insights before we get to questions? Protocol.
Well, there's another good point to use with menstruation that people don't often think about, and that's spleen 10. And using spleen 10 in combination with gallbladder 26 is a really good combination for getting at menstrual issues. And when I use spleen 10, I often have women tell me that this is even postmenopausal women. They tell me that and they give me symptoms of how their menses is becoming more regular. And they even start spotting again.
Wow.
It's not exactly what some postmenopausal women want, but
right.
It tells
They're like,
me
I'm so glad this is over. I don't want it again.
yeah, exactly. But it tells me that their hormones are getting balanced or changing anyway and going back or resetting to what it used to be.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So how do you use that with patches? Do you put energy on spleen 10 or one of each on each of these points?
Yeah, you could just use energy enhancer, or you could use the Eon SP6 pair on spleen 10 bilaterally. If you wanted to use gallbladder 26 with it, I would I put an Eon patch on the right and an SP6 patch on the left, and then use energy enhancer patches on spleen 10 bilaterally.
Okay, so you've got basically four patches on, one set of energy, one Eon, and one SP6, if you wanted to both stimulate 10 and 26 at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, and so for people that don't know where these points are, how can they look those up?
The easiest way to find that out is to go to yinyanghouse.com and click on the points tab. And if you hover your mouse over the point, it gives you a really detailed description of it.
Great.
And,
yep.
And let me go ahead.
No, I was just going to say gallbladder 26 I find pretty easy to find if you put your hands on your hips. It's sort of like that the highest point on your iliac crest. And sometimes when I needle that, people jump a little bit, like they have a, you know, muscle there. So that's kind of an easy, you know, kind of like a hip belt almost, you know, where that point is. So that's kind of an easy one to find.
Yeah, it's right below liver 13, which is at the tip of the 11th floating rib and on the horizontal plane that goes through the umbilicus or the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So,
well, Dr. Dennis, I do want to make sure that we get this question in.
Yeah,
before you go on, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So we have Susan here asking about involuntary movements of the eye. So I don't want to say the diagnosis name. So it's involuntary movement of the eye. Is there any patching points or protocols that you could recommend to maybe help or alleviate that symptom?
Well, as you know, the first thing I go with is your Eon Brain Protocol. And if that doesn't correct it by itself, then I'd start using liver and gallbladder points, which because the wood is the, or the eyes are the windows of the wood, and liver and gallbladder are wood. So I'd use left liver 3 and right gallbladder 37. You could use energy.
37.
Yeah, gallbladder 37.
Mm. Okay, because so energy enhancers with that combination?
Yeah. Energy enhancer or any negative patch on left liver 3 and positive patch on right gallbladder 37.
So this could be part of your five elements rotation.
It could, definitely. And if you have that kind of problem with your eyes, I would definitely include that as your wood points in your five element rotation, yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And any other thoughts?
There's an extra point, and I forget the name of it right now, but if you go to the lower side of the eye, kind of just below the crest of the orbit of the eye, but not as far as small intestine 18, that point is a wood point that also regulates the eyes. So,
that's on the cheekbone?
Yeah, kind of on the cheek, but not quite on the cheek. The patches are so big, they're gonna cover both the cheek and the orbit and hit the area. So getting the exact point is not a problem with the patches.
Okay. What about an eye patch and patching the eye directly? Will that help at all?
Yeah, if you do it at night, and you don't have to be using your eyes to watch.
Right. Otherwise, you'll look like a pirate. I'm thinking maybe minerals, too.
That would be good for Halloween, is to wear an eye patch.
That's right.
You know,
but I think that
patch.
Maybe they might be low in minerals, too.
Yes, definitely. I'd also go with the minerals. Good point.
Okay, great. So we got about 2 minutes left or so. So, Dr. Dennis, is there anything else you want to share with us today?
I'd just like to invite everybody to listen in on our AccuPatch clinics. If you Skype Bear Medicine, you can access our AccuPatch clinics, which are free and open to the public. And they're available Wednesday evenings at 7:30 Pacific time. We go from 7:30 to 9:30. So if anybody
has
any...
Skype lines?
Yeah, either Skype me at Bear Medicine, and you'll be able to access it. And we usually don't have it filled up, so we've got 10 places that are open. And if we get more, we'll go to a different mechanism. But it seems to be working pretty well that way. So if you've got lingering questions you wanted to ask, and you understand that how LifeWave works to a certain degree and you're a LifeWave member, then you can tune in and participate.
Oh, great. Well, we have about a minute left, but we will go over time and this will go into the recording. But let me unmute this person to ask their question. So caller ending in 1364, you're on the air with Dr. Dennis and Dr. Karen. Do you have a quick question for us?
Yes. Can we help people with just have a major stroke, and how to help them recover it faster?
Okay, well, you know that LifeWave patches don't treat strokes because that's a diagnosis. But what you're looking for is how to help maybe get some of their movement or some of their brain activity or improve their brain activity. Yeah, so Dr. Dennis, real quick.
Dr. Karen's Eon Brain Protocol. Start with that.
Okay.
So do you know where to get a copy of that free protocol?
Yeah, I have that five. I have the brain protocol.
Great. Have you done it already on this person?
Oh, I have not, but I used the energy enhancer on their liver 3 and K1. It's right away. It seems like they feel a big difference, and then they can start walking a little bit easier than before.
Yeah. Good.
Good for you.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then you can add the brain protocol, see if that helps.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I thought about it last night. Why don't I start a RIN protocol and extend the RIN protocol is going to help them. Okay, good. Thank you, Doctor, and thank you, Dr. Karen.
You're welcome. Thanks for your question. And I was just going to mention that sometimes I've had some unusual folks where the Eon patch has to go on the left side of their brain because of an injury in the past. So, Dr. Dennis, do you support that use if it works?
Oh, for sure. Yes, definitely.
I see.
Because when you have an injury, you have blockages that are redirecting the chi, so it's not going in its normal direction or flow. And so you definitely want to clear the blockages by going on unusual positions, yes.
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, if the injury is on the left side of the brain and they have a right-sided, paralysis, sometimes I've used the Eon patch or some sort of white patch around the area of the injury, and that seems to work better than my regular brain balancing protocol where the Eon patch is on the right side of the brain. So good luck with that, and you know, check us out on Facebook and tell us how it went, or go to LifeWave Radio on the link at Patch Training Team and just leave us a comment on how it worked for you. We'd love to hear back.
Yeah, all right.
And
all right,
another strategy you can use if we have time for it is in Chinese medicine, the spleen keeps the blood in its vessels, and if you've got blood that's erupting out of the vessels, it's called reckless blood, then you've got spleen that's not working right, spleen energy. And so if you tonify the spleen, then you'll recapture or retain the blood in the vessels and reverse the bleeding effects. So include points to tonify the spleen after you try the Eon Brain Protocol. And one of the best points for that is spleen 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Now, sometimes strokes are, you know, bleeding out like you're talking about, and sometimes strokes are not enough blood to the area, so they have a blockage or something like that. So would the spleen 6 still work for the not enough blood rather than the bleeding type?
Well, the Eon Brain Protocol would cover that first. And so if you try that first and then you still have some effects, then go to spleen 6.
Okay, fantastic. Great. Well, that's all the time we have for this month, but that was awesome. We had some really cool questions this month. And so if you do have a topic that you want us to cover for next month's November LifeWave Radio Ask the Doctors, you can just go to patchtrainingteam.com/LifeWave Radio and post your comment at the bottom of the page and say, hey, I'd really like you guys to talk about X, Y, or Z. And that'll give us some ideas on what to cover for next month. So you can find Dr. Dennis on Facebook. So is it your name, Dr. Dennis, facebook.com?
Yes, it is. And you'll see a couple dolphins swimming in the twilight over the ocean.
Okay. Then you'll know you're on Dr. Dennis's personal page. Awesome. Thank you again, Dr. Dennis. It's been a pleasure as usual.
You're welcome. Likewise, Dr. Karen. Always a pleasure.
All right. Take care,
Thank
everyone.
You.
Thanks for listening in. Bye for now.
See you next month.